Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and your money is going to move. We're going to help you make better financial decisions. We're going to call out the BS you're finding all over social media. We're going to give you actionable guidance to make your financial life clearer, less stressful. We're going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen to Money Moves with Jill Schlesinger wherever you get your podcasts.
303 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie. It is after hours here on The Fan. Another 2 hours to go before Al and Jerry come your way at 5 a.m. The Knicks are champions of basketball. Get used to hearing it. Get used to hearing it on this great radio station throughout the overnight here, into the early morning, into the midday afternoon and evening as we build to what I think is going to be the biggest parade, biggest party in the history of New York City. 3 million bare minimum will be the attendance for that parade. Bare minimum. I could see it getting up to 4 or even 5 million. We're talking about 53 years. This is not only huge, it is monumental, it is historic. It is something that whether you are someone who was around for the last championship and you waited all these years, or someone like me or younger or even a little older that didn't see a championship, you know how special this is. You know how big this is. Plus, it's the summer, the weather is warm. And you know what? Quite frankly, this city, it's been through a thing or two over the last 6 years. And now we all as New Yorkers can unify, which is basically impossible in the current climate of this country. But for one day, we're gonna. And that is to celebrate the Knicks down the Canyon of Heroes. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Q is calling from California here on After Hours. What's up, Q?
Hey, what's up, Tommy? Hey. So a week ago, exactly, you know, we were, my daughter and I were on a flight, you know, heading out to, yep, to New York.
Remember it well. Remember the call.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So we caught games, you know, 3 and 4 there. And, man, the roller coaster of emotions, you know, experiencing that game 3 loss and then, you know, trying to get, yeah, the hyped up for game 4, and then just, you know, watching that for the first 2.5 quarters, just, you know, being miserable and just thinking, oh my goodness, this is how it's going to end. And then, you know, just having witnessed the greatest comeback game, I don't know.
Q, I'm going to put you on hold there, my friend. It sounded a little bit Arnold Schwarzenegger, a little Skynet, a little Terminator. We'll get you a better connection there because I do want to hear about this. Q called us last week. He was heading out to New York with his daughter. When he got to the airport, there were other Knicks fans headed out to New York. So I do want to get your full experience from your vantage point in terms of being out here for both of those games with your daughter. And I wonder out loud if you're coming back for the parade. So we'll get you on a better line there, and hopefully we can hear from you before the show wraps up. Let's head out to Matthew in Bergenfield. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Lugie, how are you?
I'm doing great, bro. Hope the same for you.
We're wonderful.
Yep.
So I'm 32 years old. My earliest memory as a Knicks fan is when we traded Nene and Tamby on draft night for Antonio McDyke,
nice,
who probably played 35 games for us.
Yep.
From the years of trying to convince myself that David Lee was going to be the white LeBron James, to having to watch Jared Jeffries play for this team 3 different times,
yeah,
to get to this point, I mean, it was unbelievable. Me and my brother, we watched games 4 and 5. Alone by ourselves in the basement like we did when we were kids. And I don't even think we said a word to each other when the game ended. We cried and we hugged because we never saw this day coming.
Yeah.
It's just special.
Yeah, very special, very emotional. And I've heard from a lot of people that were crying last night. They literally cried on the air. I know Beningo cried on the air earlier today. You and your brother and your family shared that moment. And I had to fight back tears last night. I'm not the biggest crier in the world, but I just think about, you know, my grandfather who got me into sports, got me into the Knicks, and he passed away a couple years ago. Now old, he was in his 90s, so it's all good. But just what he would be thinking right now, what I'd be thinking right now if he was alive. And that's what sports does, man. It reminds you of your father and your mother and your sister and brothers and all your friends and those of us that aren't with us anymore, and we're happy for those that are because we get to celebrate with them. And sports just brings you together, family. That's what it's about. It's not just the game, it's about sharing these moments. And I brought this up earlier. Sports is about sharing moments with your family. That's what makes it truly special.
Absolutely.
So I'm glad you got that, Matt, and I hope to see you out at the parade. Just like I hope that everybody makes it out there. Do whatever you can to be at that parade. I also had to tell my wife, don't go into work. I mean, she kind of got it. I was like, you cannot go into the city unless you're going to the parade on Thursday, especially between the hours of the 10 a.m., which I think is the time it starts, till about 2. I certainly would not be trekking into the city, that's for sure. Because I do expect my baseline, my bare minimum for the Knicks ticker tape parade down the Canyon of Heroes, starting at Battery Park, ending at City Hall, my baseline, my bare minimum is 3 million people. I think it will exceed that, but I think bare minimum 3 million. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We are now rejoined by Q. The connection is better. Q, you were just telling us about your experience with your daughter here for game 3 and 4.
Yeah, hey, Tommy. So, man, I'm still just at a loss for words on the roller coaster of emotions that, you know, both she and I went through last week. It was completely unreal. Obviously, you know, watching, the game 3 loss and then, you know, the first 2.5 quarters of game 4, just thinking that this is how it's going to end. And then that, you know, jubilation in that fourth quarter. And, you know, the crazy thing was, you know, game 4 was when they shut down all the watch parties, right?
Well, and, they shut down the watch party outside the garden.
Right, right. And then as soon as, you know, so we caught the game at Planet Hollywood. And then as soon as it was over, I mean, we saw thousands of people out in the streets and like both, you know, neither me nor my daughter have experienced anything like that. So it was so cool just to see, you know, her experiencing the spirit of New York with all the sports fans that in that manner. Right. I mean, it's nothing like we've seen here in the Bay Area, even when the Warriors were winning, you know, their championships, right? Nothing came close to that. And so it just came around, you know, full circle. And you know, to your point, Tommy, about, you know, people around you, like, even if there might not be sports fans, you know, as long as, like, they understand, right, what you're going through.
Correct.
You know, we're getting a lot of love here from my friends in the Bay Area here. Right. You know, that they recognize, you know, what we've gone through, and they've been all rooting for us alongside us, you know, on the other side of the country. So just a lot of, Knicks support all around the country.
Yeah. And Q, if you don't mind me asking, how old is your daughter?
She's 15 and I'm 47.
15. So think about this. She got this lifetime memory to be out in New York City when the Knicks are winning a championship. She got that moment with her dad, and that's something that she will remember for the rest of her life. It sounds hyperbolic in many ways, but it's true. And the fact that you got to do that with your daughter and have that bond with her is so special. I hope both of you know that. I'm sure you do. And that's the stuff that she, when she has kids, she'll do as a sports fan. And it's awesome stuff, man. This is about generations of fans, you know, coming together to enjoy this.
Yeah, absolutely. And doing it in a way that, you know, only New York can offer. And that's
correct.
The most magical thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
It's just nothing like this city when there's a big event. And I think I've talked about this a lot, the drought makes this even bigger. Because if the Knicks had won a title 5 years ago, it'd still be huge. But 53 years, this is all boiling over, the emotion, the excitement, the jubilation, everything that we have seen over the last 24 hours in the streets, at the bars, wherever you might be, and what we're going to see over the next couple days, culminating at the parade on Thursday, that is 53 years for some and a lifetime for others, just pouring out into this city and into this basketball team.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I'm glad you had a great time, Q, and if you can make it out for the parade, that would be awesome as well. If you can't, at least you had that memory and that moment with your daughter. Like I said, that will be something that you will cherish, both of you, forever. Because that's what sports is. It is a bond between a father and a daughter, father and son, two brothers, brother, sister, whatever, grandfather, grandson, whatever the case may be. You bond over sports. And you go through the turnstile, sometimes literally, figuratively in your brain, every year with the hope that one day you will be able to call the team that you root for a champion. And that's what we as Knicks fans have. We have a championship team. And what makes it even better, they are a championship team that we can be proud of. They were built the right way. They have an underappreciated, overlooked superstar to the point where his own coach at college, Jay Wright, he was on the station earlier on Sunday, and he said, I knew Jalen would be, you know, good point guard for the Knicks. I thought he would be a two, and they would need a star. They would need a one, and he would be the two. This is his college coach who knows him better than anybody outside of Rick Brunson, and it's outside of Jalen's parents, won a chance, you know, won with him at college, and even he was surprised at what Jalen Brunson ultimately became. But I think that is what drives Jalen, and I think Jalen, and he was asked about it after the game, and I'm paraphrasing here, but hey, do you want to address the doubters? Do you want to address the naysayers? And he said, I didn't do it then. Why am I going to do it now? I'm certainly not going to do it now. And I think Jalen uses it as fuel. I think he uses it as motivation. I think he uses it as a chip on his shoulder. And I've made the comp from Mike Brown and Joe Torre. To me, Jalen Brunson is Derek Jeter. And this Knicks team, that's why I've said I'm feeling a little bit of a budding dynasty going on. And as long as Leon Rose and Jalen Brunson are a part of this franchise, I feel great about the prospects of the Knicks. Because Jalen Brunson is Michael Jordan in the fourth quarter. Jalen Brunson is a closer, he's a finisher, he's a winner. And right now, he's the best damn player in the NBA. You can take anybody else you want, I'll take Brunson. Speaking of other players in the league, and we're talking about the Knicks building it the right way. You know, I thanked a lot of people for this championship. James Dolan, Leon Rose, Jalen Brunson, OG Anunoby, Karl Anthony Towns, so on and so forth. There's two other gentlemen I'd like to thank as well. I'd like to thank Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. Now you say, why am I thanking them? I'll tell you why. Because they didn't want the smoke of Madison Square Garden. And they decided they wanted to play in New York, but not really. And then they've decided to go to Brooklyn. And they torpedoed that franchise. And now that team is still trying to figure out their way and find their way. And maybe they will, maybe they won't. But it's all about ping pong balls in Brooklyn right now instead of championships. If Durant and Kyrie ultimately picked the Knicks instead, they would have torpedoed that franchise. The Knicks would be in sports hell right now. They wouldn't be champions of basketball. It would have been a failure. And the Knicks would be 53 years and counting, having not won a championship. So thank you, Kevin Durant. Thank you, Kyrie Irving, for picking the Nets. Thank you. If you'd like to come to the parade on Thursday, you're certainly welcomed. We could even get you a float if you'd like. But I think that they played as much of a hand in this as Leon Rose and Jalen Brunson. When you think about that alternate universe, if those two guys picked the Knicks, don't you wish you picked the Knicks? That clip on Side Talk that we've always heard. Thankfully, they didn't. And by the way, at the time, if I had sat there and said, this is the best thing for the Knicks, obviously, no one was thinking that. And nobody could have foreseen this. But that's sports are funny that way. You know, at the time, it felt like such a major coup for the Nets. It seemed like such a major, you know, black eye, another in a history of them for the Knicks. It felt like, now they're never going to have more fans, but the changing of the guard here, even though the Nets had a successful kid, but it felt like, man, superstars are picking the Nets over the Knicks. Well, thankfully they did. Because even with all that star power, no championships. Not even a finals appearance for the Nets. The Knicks built their team the right way, not by signing superstars or a super team, not by losing on purpose, but by signing a player that, and you know what? Look, I'll give Leon Rose the benefit of the doubt. He certainly has earned that. That being said, Jay Wright didn't think that Jalen would be a one. I'm not sure if Leon Rose did either, but let's just pretend like he did because that would add to the legend of Leon Rose. Although I think he just looked at him as the point guard that the Knicks had been looking for a very long time. But that being said, he built around this guy. He did. He identified Jalen Brunson as a centerpiece of a team. and a guy that you would build around. And Jalen Brunson has developed into the most clutch player in the NBA. And right now, he's the best player in the sport. And whether the league or the national media likes it, he is the face of the NBA. And he is a legend in this town. Forget about New York. I mean, he is just, he's now on the all-time list. He's top three Knicks of all time. You got Clyde, you got Willis, and you got Jalen. With all due respect in the world to Patrick Ewing, who I just, it was the first athlete that I ever fell in love with in a sports sense. Love Patrick Ewing. But Jalen passed him on Saturday. That's just the reality of it. When you win a championship, you score 45 freaking points in a clincher. And Jalen has a chance to pass everybody on that list. He hasn't yet, but he has a chance. And he has the right team and the right executive running this team to do that. He does. He has the path to get there. And I, along with everybody else, including Clyde, hopes that he does. Because we can get used to this. But yeah, I think he's the best player in the league right now. He's the finals MVP. He's the most clutch player in the sport. And he gets better year in and year out. And he has that look in his eyes that guys like Jeter, guys like Messier, guys like Eli Manning, guys like Tom Brady, winners. He has that look in his eye, even after he wins a championship. And if you can't get excited about having that guy as the star of your team and the king of New York, to even where, and I, look, we don't have to have a vote, but we did have a vote, now we don't, but we had a vote here at this radio station, and this is not me publicly shaming anybody, this is just the reality of it, and I want to bring it up because it is a part of this station's history. We had a vote here about a year ago. It was right before Fanatics Fest. And all the hosts here voted for who the king of New York is. And Aaron Judge won that vote in a landslide. I voted for Brunson, not to be like, I voted for Brunson, but I did, and a few others did. I don't remember who, but a few did. It wasn't many, but a few did. And Aaron Judge won. Well, not only is Jalen Brunson king of New York, he is the forever king of New York. Because when you bring the Knicks their first championship in 53 years, when you are the best player that on a team that unifies this city, and right now, at least in my eyes, you're the best player in the sport. You are forever king. If Judge wins a championship, he could be called something else because he would be, well, on a long list of players that have won a championship with the Yankees. And we're divided in baseball. We're not divided in basketball. Let's go to Brian in Buffalo here on After Hours. What's up, Brian?
What's up, Tommy?
What's happening?
You know, Tommy, first of all, I got to thank you for the positivity you bring us on the fan, you know, throughout the season.
My pleasure.
You know, after that tough loss in Game 3, called you up, you gave us the positive attitude. You know, it's a tough loss. I'm not going to say that it was the president's fault, but still a tough loss.
And you you kind of did, but that's okay. It's not the first shot, somebody taking a swipe at him, so I'm sure he could handle it. But, yeah, you kind of did, but that's all good. I said no biggie at the time. I said Knicks in five, and the Knicks ultimately ended up winning in five. And through the power of positivity, and more importantly, through the power of friendship, the Knicks won a title.
Yes, you did. And you said this team won't die.
Yep.
Yes, it did. The second thing I wanted to say, you know, I'm 18 years old. I've been a New York fan my whole life. You know, Giants, Knicks, Yankees. It's just been a rough 14 years, maybe 12, following sports. Not one championship. Finally, we got something. You know?
Well, not only that, Brian, and we'll keep the positivity going, my friend, and I appreciate the call. You mentioned the teams you root for. The Knicks are champions of basketball. They are set up for success for a lot of years to come. The Yankees have an opportunity to win a World Series year in and year out. And the Giants, and we're going to be talking about them a lot this summer. The Giants are set up to, I think, win a Super Bowl with this group. I could see the makings of what I see with the Knicks with the Giants. So you have a lot to look forward to, Brian. And at least one of those teams I just mentioned, I will provide positivity with. Can't promise the other one, but I could give you one with the Giants for sure. But yeah, you got a lot to look forward to. And I think this is the first of a lot. We've been across the four major sports parade starved for a while. I think this is the start of many parades in New York. Many. Because you look around and we're not going to go through all the teams, but there's a lot of them that I think are in prime position. Or, you know, you could see the seeds of they can win a championship. And I know it sounds crazy. And I know you probably don't want to hear it right now. Look, hey, Lugie, my Knicks won a championship. Don't bring up my football team. Don't bring up my football team. I'm going to bring up your football team. I'm going to bring up your football team. The Jets are one player away, and that's a quarterback, from being in this conversation. They've set themselves up to get that quarterback. If they get the quarterback in the draft next year, we could be talking about the Jets winning a Super Bowl in a couple years. Because the Knicks were in the toilet now that the Jets occupy now. And look at where the Knicks are at. The Jets could get there. They got to get the quarterback, and you got to hope this Muji is Leon Rose. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. And I know a lot of people are rolling their eyes. Well, you would have rolled your eyes if I said that about the Knicks a bunch of years ago. So there's always hope. You got to hire the right people. You got to bring in the right personnel. And if you could get a winner at quarterback, the likes of Jalen Brunson, who was essentially the quarterback of the team, you have a great chance of winning championships. Matt is calling on the fan here on After Hours. What's up, Matt? Lugie in the late night. What's going on, bro?
See, you had to do it. I wanted to talk about Wemby and his comment, I'm in your head, and Mitch.
Yeah.
Can respond back. You go to the gym.
What are you talking about? To Wemby?
Yeah, he's got the rebound.
Who am I to say anything? But Wemby's got to. He's got to do a little curls for the girls, little ease for the ladies. He's got to push.
He got to grow.
He's like 23 or so. He's going to grow into his body. He's still a very young player, an immature player. He did not handle himself great with the media, you know, skipping the media in one game in the Western Conference Finals, and then the stupid line he had at the end of his press conference after game five of this series, and a lot of plays he had on the court were either dirty or borderline dirty. So he's got a lot of growing up to do. The league wants him to be the face of the league. He's not ready for that, that's for sure.
He got to work on his strength, his cardio. Yep. But, I mean, other than that, that's basically it, you know. He just got to get more strength to play 40 minutes.
Yeah, or they got to put now, somebody around him that's a little bit of a bruiser, that's a little bit of a muscle to kind of protect him.
Now, you mentioned one thing you just mentioned, because you said you teased it about the Jets.
Yeah.
And over the weekend, I don't know if you noticed, but he's been seen hanging out with the fans, having a good time. Mr. Lamar Jackson in New York.
What are you trying to do here? We're going to have a Knick parade. You're trying to stir up some rumors.
Hey, listen.
Here, Matt. I know you're down in Maryland, and Baltimore's not too far, and Harbaugh's here. Now you want to get Lamar Jackson here.
I want to get him on the Jets.
Know, Matt. Before you even go there, the Jets are going to draft a quarterback. They're going to find their guy. Yeah. It's the summer. A lot of people come to New York around this time of year. So I wouldn't put a lot of stock in that. I don't think anybody, when, you know, Jackson Dart was at the Kentucky Derby, thought he was going back to college to play for the Wildcats. So I think we're good on that. But I only bring up, because I think about, and I'll tie this together. That rug really tied the room together. And that dude went number one on it. You could probably do the full line. And I was listening to Al and Jerry. I'm like, you could say this stuff on the radio? I got to talk to them off air. They were talking about Bill Parcells and his girlfriend. I'm listening to this going, you could say this kind of stuff on the radio? In what lifetime? I'm still new around here as a host. I'll tread lightly. These two are letting it rip on 5 a.m., which makes their show very entertaining. Very entertaining. They go from topic to topic very quickly. I appreciate that. Very quickly. Where was I? Oh, yes. So we're going to tie the room together. What the Knick fan is going through and living through right now, I see other fan bases in this city looking. They might not be Knick fans, and they're just kind of peering over the fence. Like, what was this? What was the fellow's name? The neighbor in Home Improvement, Wilson. Wilson would look over the fence, kind of peer over at Tim the Tool Man, and probably Pam Anderson too. Hard to blame him. I feel like that's what other fan bases are doing right now. And they're like, I want a piece of this. I want to go through what the Knick fan is feeling over the last 24 hours and what they're going to feel over the next couple days at the parade. That's what a Jet fan's feeling right now. That's what a Met fan's feeling right now. That's what an Islander fan's feeling right now. They want a taste. They want to be a part of this. And who could blame them? The feeling that I have right now is, well, I can't say it here, but they could say it at 5 in the morning on the warm-up show. It starts with an O. That's what I'm feeling right now. But I can't say that. I'll go with it's euphoric. But at 5 a.m., they'll say it. I can't say it here. We're still trying to tread lightly here on the radio. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. It is Loogie in the late night here on The Fan. If you are on hold, we'll get to you. We'll continue to celebrate and honor the Knicks and give them all the flowers that they deserve over the next 90 minutes and through the morning and midday and afternoons here on The Fan. We'll get back to your calls at 888-808-1019. It is After Hours. Tommy Lugauer, Loogie in the Late Night here on The Fan.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
334 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer, Loogie. It is After Hours here on The Fan. For the first time in 53 years, the New York Knicks are NBA champions. To celebrate this historic victory, BigTimeBats.com proudly presents the official Knicks NBA Championship basketball. This full-size Purefeel composite leather Wilson NBA basketball features embossed championship script, the official NBA Finals logo, and the Knicks Championship 2026 Championship logo. It sells for $124.95 plus shipping and handling. Own a piece of Knicks history before it's gone. Visit BigTimeBats.com and order your official 2026 NBA Champions Gold Edition basketball today. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. The parade is on Thursday. I'm expecting bare minimum 3 million people at that parade, probably upwards of 5 million. Wouldn't shock me, wouldn't stun me. You're talking about 53 years for some, a lifetime for others to witness a ticker tape parade for the Knicks. Speaking of the Knicks, if you are into such things of this nature, the entire Knicks team will appear on the Jimmy Fallon show tonight at 11:35, which is oddly specific, 11:35. And that, of course, is on Channel 4. Also, the group, which I think is the greatest hip-hop group of all time, a group that reunited at Madison Square Garden for Game 4. Of course, I'm talking about the Wu-Tang Clan. Ooh-doo! You know, the Shaolin Land. They will be performing, and the entire Nick team will be on the Jimmy Fallon show. So that should be fun if you are looking for more Knicks content.
And you heard what Method Man said at the end of the performance at halftime, right, at Game 4?
Yeah.
He never had any doubt. Knicks in 5.
Yep. And, I mean, he's just as positive as I am. And the... Listen, they want to try to take my credit, and they can, but the Wu-Tang Clan, you know, reuniting for that moment and having that moment with Method Man... And then the Knicks come storming back from a 27-point deficit at 29 at its high watermark in the second half. Look, this was a New York City victory. You know, the Wu-Tang Clan are a New York City act. The New York City celebrities that were at the game. All the great New York fans that traveled. Think about the traveling Knicks fans. In Atlanta, they took over. In Philly, they rendered Philly a non-sports town. They took over Cleveland. They took over San Antonio. And despite all the efforts of these franchises to keep the Knicks fan out of the building, Knicks fans, as usual, are outside. They were inside the building. They were everywhere because this was something that was so many years and decades and lifetimes for some in the making. And when you could smell a championship and when you realize you have a championship squad, you are going to do everything in your power as a sports fan to will your team to victory. So as great as this group is and as great as they were in this run, and as connective as they were, and as cohesive as they were, and as amazing as Jalen Brunson is, as maybe I'm nuts, but I think he's the best player in the NBA. certainly the face of it right now. He is a champion. He is the star of stars here in New York City. He is the king of New York. He is the most clutch player in the fourth quarter. He's Michael Jordan in the fourth quarter. You could take whoever you want. I'll take Jalen Brunson, and I love my chances. And when you consider Brunson and Leon Rose, that combination, that duo, as long as both of those guys are a part of this Knicks team, I love the Knicks' chances year in and year out. Because you have an executive that knows what the heck he's doing. And he, outside of a little bumpy start in the beginning, but we could forget that. Once he got cooking, Leon Rose, every single move that he has made, even guys like Clarkson, Alvarado, certainly signing Brunson, trading for OG, trading for Cat, trading for Bridges, trading for Josh Hart. He built this team from scratch. It's basically, all right, Mitchell Robinson, we'll let you stick around. And then the rest of this team, we're going to build from the bottom up. It was like an expansion team. And Leon Rose did that brick by brick with an island of misfit toys. This guy's too short. This guy is not fast enough. This guy is injury prone. This guy is soft. This guy isn't tough enough. This guy isn't a great three-point shooter. This coach can't win the big one. He's a retread. All the things you heard about, all the players that Leon Rose acquired in Island of Misfit Toys, well, they won a championship. And they continue to get disrespected, if you care about such things. The Celtics have better odds to win a championship next year. That's funny. That's really funny. Because last time I checked, they lost a game 7 in their building to the Sixers. And they could go trade for Giannis, by the way. And then that's probably what the books are thinking. They can go trade for Giannis. We'll see if Jalen Brown's on the Celtics. I got news for you. If the Celtics were standing in the Knicks' way, the Knicks would have dismantled them and picked them apart piece by piece and would have beat them in 4, maybe at most 5. And you're telling me the Celtics are favored ahead of the Knicks next year? Quite frankly, nobody should be. They're the champs, and until they're no longer the champs, they should get that respect. But here we are, and I think it's the best thing for this team and for this city and this fan base, quite frankly, is to continue to get disrespected. I think this team uses it as fuel. They use it as motivation. They use it as a chip on their shoulder. Led by Jalen Brunson, who certainly has his fair share of critics, still does, and has had a million of them in the past. I think this team, and go down the line, Cat, Mike Brown, Bridges, they certainly all have a army of naysayers that have criticized them throughout their careers and doubted them. This team will continue to get doubted. I expect the national media in a couple weeks to quickly pivot to, was this a fluky run for the Knicks? Who do you think is going to win the championship next year, the Spurs or the Thunder? They don't want the Knicks in their little circle. They don't want the Knicks. They are the gatekeepers. They don't want the Knicks as the face of the NBA. They don't want Jalen Brunson as the face of the NBA. They don't want us as New Yorkers to be happy and represent the league. They don't want that. So they're going to quickly try to usher them out of here and crown a new champion in the summer. Which is great. You can crown all the champions you want in August. Bottom line is the real champs are going to take the court in the fall, and they're going to defend their crown, and they're going to defend it to the utmost degree, and you're going to have to literally drive the stake through the heart of this team led by their captain in order to knock them off. So good luck with that. I wish the Celtics nothing but bad luck, but they you know, because they're going to need all the luck that they can get. I don't care if they acquire Giannis. I don't care where Giannis goes. As long as he stays the heck out of New York, that's for sure. Because he needed the Knicks more than they needed him. Can we put that one to bed now? We got to hear about that guy forever. He needed this team more than they ever needed him. And thankfully, they didn't trade for him. Because if they would have gutted out the core of this team, it would have screwed up the chemistry. It would have screwed up the camaraderie. And I know there isn't patience in this town. But thankfully, this administration showed that patience. And this team won at the perfect time because if they hadn't won, it would be, we got to trade for Giannis. Got to trade for Giannis. We got to trade for Giannis. No, we don't. Have we not learned our lesson? I just brought up the Nets earlier thanking Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving for picking them so that the Knicks can win a championship. Because had they picked the Knicks, we would be exactly where the Nets are right now, which is sports hell. worrying about ping pong balls instead of championships, hoping and praying you win the play-in tournament. You don't want any part of Giannis or any type of super team. This Knicks team was built the right way. This is the 90s Yankees. Mike Brown is Joe Torre. That's what he is. Which would make Tibbs Buck Showalter, which, look, Buck Showalter went on to have success and certainly don't want to make it like I'm knocking Buck, but Tibbs didn't win the big one. Buck didn't win the big one. Buck was always kind of the good luck Chuck, if you've seen that movie with Dane Cook. And Joe Torre had the right personality and was the right hire for that Yankee team at the right time. If social media existed when Joe Torre was hired, a lot of people would be eating their words, because I'm sure there were millions of Yankee fans who are like, what the heck is this, Joe Torre? And now he is as beloved a Yankee manager or Yankee period that you can find. And I think Mike Brown fits that conversation. And he wasn't, let's be transparent, it's no secret, he wasn't their first choice. He wasn't the Knicks' first choice, Mike Brown. But you know what? He was the right choice. He was the perfect choice. And he was the right personality with this group at the right time. They play for this coach. They love this coach. And Mike Brown, and I think he, you know, he kind of has that personality where, you know, he's just this fun-loving guy. But make no mistake, Mike Brown coached his ass off in this playoffs. And Mike Brown is a huge reason why they won a championship. And even though he wasn't their first choice, he was the right choice. Just like Joe Torre was the right choice for the Yankees. And much like Torre won multiple rings, let's get multiple rings for Mike Brown while we're at it. Let's let Brunson be Jeter, and let's, as Knicks fans, and if you are a Yankee fan and you lived through that, you know how special that run was, let's duplicate that now with the Knicks. Because this feeling that I have right now, I don't really want to let it go. I don't want it to end at the parade and the summer gets here and it's, oh, well, the Knicks, you know, they won a title and all well and good and we got one and This wasn't fluky. This is a team with, I think, the best player in the league. This is an experienced group with a ton of depth, a ton of talent, the right executive, a very smart one, the best executive in the NBA, let's call it like it is. To do this with the Knicks, you're the best. And an Eastern Conference, quite frankly, I don't want to hear about any of these other teams in the same conversation with the Knicks. You could pump up the Celtics and the Pistons and the Pacers all you want. The Cavs, the Orlando Magic, okay. I'll take this Knick team every day of the week and twice on Sunday compared to every other team in the Eastern Conference. So it's their conference until further notice. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Travis is in the Bronx. What's up, Travis?
Travis. Hey, Travis. Tommy, good morning, man. How are you?
Hey, bro. What's happening?
Nothing much. You know, it's crazy being a lifelong Knicks fan and long-suffering, obviously, what happened in the 90s and then how the team went off the rails in the late 90s into the early 2000s. But this run is something that I don't know if we'll ever see, not just as a Knicks fan, but in the NBA. They normalized coming back the way they did. Like, I think
good way to put it.
I think we kind of take for granted what they did in Game 5. If Game 5 was a standalone comeback, where they were down by 15, and the way that they grind to come back and win that game,
right.
We're talking about an all-time comeback game, the way that they won and, you know, what Brunson did. But because of what they've done in Game 1 and Game 4.
Well, in Game 4, too, I mean, it's on the heels of Game 4. Anything that they exactly did for an encore was going to feel less than. But you're 100% right, though. Look, the Spurs were up double digits in the first half like they were in every game this series. And they controlled the third quarter. And they had the lead in the fourth quarter. And the Knicks just, like, to your point, casually just go on these, like, 15-2 runs like it's nothing.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's like we take for granted that, like, Everyone said it. It wasn't even just Knicks fans at this point. Everyone expects the Knicks now to come back from these games. And that's not something that is easy. That's not something that you see. I think it was 172 to something, but I think the Spurs were up 72% of the five games,
yeah,
which is insane.
I'll buy that. Yeah. Well, they were up double digits in every single game. They had a 29-point lead in game four. They controlled game five. They just completely limited the Knicks to nothing, essentially, in the first quarter of that game. But you know what? This Knicks team, over the last couple years, they've had some comebacks. You got to remember the first two in Boston in that series. So they've shown when they can put it all together and they have that continuity and chemistry, they have the firepower 100%. To battle back from double-digit leads. And I think that's going to be the thing, Travis. Now, it's not going to happen every single time, but you saw it against Cleveland as well. That's going to be the DNA of this team, and I think the hallmark of this team is that even though they're down, they're never out.
And I think my next point, and then I'll let you go, but I just do you think now, because when a team goes through this kind of run, and it happens every year where a team comes out of nowhere, but they take a turn, and this is who they are now, right? Like, the expectation legitimately, like, this is not a one-year wonder. I don't think that we're going to fall off next year, and we're going to go on this. We're going to have this run as a memory. The Knicks have the core for the next two or three years at least to be the team that is expected to come out of the East. I think they're clearly better than Boston.
Yes.
Because
Boston's in disarray. They're in disarray. Their front court's a mess. Unless they trade for Giannis, I don't know what the heck they're doing with their front court. Is Jaylen Brown going to be a Celtic next year? Tatum is still coming off a major injury. He couldn't even get through the games that he came back for. He wasn't even available for Game 7. Detroit is still down at least one great player, and they got to show they don't have the experience that the Knicks have. So if that's the case, who knows? The one team you worry about, obviously, is Indiana, but you got Haliburton coming off a major injury. They don't have the same squad that they had the last couple years that knocked the Knicks out. Orlando can't buy a basket for hours on end, so forget about it with them. You know, Atlanta probably should finish in second place based on the way they handled the Knicks a little bit. But still, I don't see that team in the East, to your point, that is neck and neck with the Knicks. I think the Knicks are clearly head and shoulders the best team in the Eastern Conference for this year and for next year and for years to come.
Yeah, and I think, and I'll leave you with this, I think OG... moving forward, I think we know what he does. We've seen him every game, and he does this. This is what he does. As long as he stays healthy, I think he's going to get the benefit of the calls moving forward, and I think he's going to get more superstar treatment. And when that happens, I think that's just going to make this team that much more dangerous. Tommy, great season, man. I am in literal shock. So this is a great day.
Well, Travis, appreciate the call. Great conversation. Get used to the feeling you're feeling right now, because you're going to feel it over the next couple of days. You'll be feeling it at the parade if you go, Travis, and I suggest that you do. And you're going to meet, excuse me, as I get choked up here, choking a little bit, you're going to be feeling it for years to come, because I don't think the Knicks are going anywhere. That's for sure. But you brought up Anunoby and you brought up the star treatment, and OG Anunoby, who I often have compared to Kawhi Leonard. You know, he's a poor man's Kawhi Leonard. He doesn't have to be a poor man's anything anymore. You know, on both ends of the floor, OG Anunoby, to me, going into Game 5, was neck and neck with Brunson as the MVP of this series. Now, Brunson obviously scores 45 points, and OG didn't do much. He was in foul trouble in Game 5. What Brunson did in Game 5 is going to win him the MVP. That was, for a singular performance, one of the all-time iconic performances ever, not just in the NBA, not just in New York, but the history of sports. He had basically half the team's points. But OG Anunoby, now Brunson has the game, we'll always remember. Anunoby has the play. That tip-in, that play in Game 4, which you could argue could be a statue outside of Madison Square Garden. I've already argued it. It's a Mount Rushmore of iconic New York sports plays. It's right up there with Tyree, the helmet. It's right up there with the Jeter flip play. It is a moment that we will never forget, and OG Anunoby is responsible for that moment. So he doesn't have to be a poor man's anything anymore. He is essentially Kawhi Leonard. He's become a top 25 player in the league. And much like Brunson overlooked for his accolades, and I agree with you, I think the as far as the way they're officiated, that will change. Because the Knicks are inevitable. That's what they are. Whether anybody likes it or not, whether national media, whether the league, they're inevitable. They're a great team. They have the best starting five in the league. They have the best player. Stop me when I'm telling anything that's not true. They have a deep team. They have a group of just winners with guys with grit, with heart, with tenacity. And they're the best team in the Eastern Conference by a wide margin. The Spurs will get better. They will gain experience. The Thunder will be back. They'll get healthy. They'll probably trade for Giannis or somebody. They'll get a big man because Chet's a loser. They'll get rid of him. Sports loser. He's gutless. So they'll find somebody in there that's actually not afraid of Wemby. So they'll trade him out of there. But maybe they'll trade him to Boston. Actually, I'm all here for that. Let him go to the Celtics so that Carl Anthony Towns could eat his lunch in the playoffs. The Knicks are not going anywhere for a very long time. So if you love the Knicks, get used to it. If you hate the Knicks, get used to it. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call here on After Hours. And that's my fan focus. It's presented by Chef IQ. Watch the game, not the grill. Get your gear at chefiq.com. The Knicks are the class of the, not just the league, but of the Eastern Conference. There's no team in the East, I think, that even comes close to comparing to them right now. I think they're all playing catch-up. They got a long way to go before they are in the same class or the same sentence as the Knicks when it comes to experience, when it comes to firepower, when it comes to star power, when it comes to chemistry and continuity. There's no team in the East that is on their level or even close. So get used to hearing the Knicks in this conversation year in and year out for a very, very, very long time. And that's a great, it took 53 years for this championship. I don't think we're going to be waiting 53 years for the next one. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Lugie here, Tommy Lugauer in the late night. We'll wrap up the final hour. If you're on hold right now, we'll get to your calls. If you want to join the conversation, 888-808-1019. We'll continue to celebrate the Knicks throughout the After Hours program here. Al and Jerry at 5, Boomer and Geo at 6, afternoons, middays, and then I'll be back with you at 7 o'clock for another edition of After Hours. Once again, the phone number to join the show, 888-808-1019. It is Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan.